July 14th, 1904. Life is a continuous consummation. My days are becoming more and more sorrowful because of the almost continuous privations of my adorable Jesus. I myself do not know why I feel my soul and also my body being devoured by this separation. What a relentless, consuming torment. My only and sole comfort is the will of God, because if I have lost everything, and also Jesus, this holy and most sweet will of God alone is in my power. Also, feeling that my body too is being devoured, I flatter myself that it will not take too long for it to melt, because I see that I feel it succumb, and therefore I hope that one day or another the Lord may call me to himself and end this ruthless separation. Then this morning, after much struggling, oh how much, he came for just a little and told me, "My daughter, life is a continuous consummation. Some consume it for pleasures, some for creatures, some for sinning, others for interests, some for whims. There are many kinds of consummation. Now, one who forms this consummation all in God can say with all certainty, 'Lord, my life has been consumed with love for you, and I have not only consumed myself, but I have died for love of you alone.' Therefore, if you feel yourself being consumed continuously because of my separation, you can say that you are dying continuously in me, and that you suffer many deaths for love of me. And if you consume your being for me, as great as the consummation of yourself is, so much do you acquire of the divine within yourself.